only 3 more episodes till Radio Free Cybertron number 500. This is Radio Free Cybertron with your host, Brian Kilby, featuring Chris, Don, Rob, Diecast, John, and Melvar. For the latest Transformer news, reviews, and more, visit tformers.com.
This is Radio Free Cybertron, episode 497, marching towards episode 500. We're almost there.
I have this impending sense of dread with episode 500 because I know we're going to be sitting here recording it for like 4 hours.
Anthony did offer some support on that. So if we want to record a couple of like segments, like, maybe out of sequence, Anthony could help us on a day. Or heck, he could hang out for the whole thing. That could be fun.
Well, we've got like 3 more weeks. We'll figure it out as we go.
We will figure it out. But yeah, so
we'll make the decisions last minute, like always.
Like always. Mm-hmm. That's Chris. I'm Brian. With me, I also have Matt.
Hey, how's it going?
If you're watching Matt, he's got shutters on his video. If you're watching the video on YouTube or on our Roku channel, because he's his video is different. He's on a borrowed laptop.
Yeah, I was having some computer problems, so I had to borrow a computer.
Was it plugged in?
Yes, it was.
But that's dedication. You borrowed a computer to be here. That's great.
Yep.
Oh, let's see here. What else we got going on? We have Diecast.
Yo.
In his lovely blue Radio Free Cybertron t-shirt.
Yep.
Rob Clay.
Hi.
The Headmaster Don.
Hey, everybody.
Host of a new podcast, which I think we're going to call It's a Don Deal.
Yeah, it's still a work in progress, but that's the title that everybody seems to be getting on board for.
He wants Collector's Corner. We want It's a Don Deal. I think we're gonna win.
Yeah, yep.
We're killing his podcast in committee.
Yes.
Besides, we're gonna be the ones probably posting it, so we can change the name.
And I'll be editing it, so I can call it whatever I want to. I can make Don call it whatever I want to.
Yeah, it'll be a podcast with my name in it. I won't even be on the show.
Yeah.
We will just go into the archive and extract clips of you speaking and assemble your dialogue for every episode.
Mm-hmm.
Tim Curry.
We'll throw in a couple of those. Massey, stop it.
Maybe I could just get
I have a lot of those.
I could probably just get a complete set of Don phonemes and then actually just assemble a piece of software that would say whatever I type.
How great would it be to have a Don head soundboard?
I mean, even beyond that, it would be like Don Siri. You could like maybe program a Siri or an Amazon Echo to sound like Don. Would that not be wonderful?
Could you make like a GPS that talks in Don's voice?
That would be lovely, wouldn't it?
Oh God!
God, I love that.
A friend of mine told me at one point that I was on danger of becoming an internet hermit, and I think that's going to be a good thing at this point.
Oh,
can't become an internet hermit if you're an internet sensation.
Exactly. Don. Exactly. And John,
of internet sensations. Hi, John.
Hey, John. How's it going?
Good. What's up?
Not bad. No, it's not much.
Transformer review. Transformer.
Okay, so let's see here. Oh, if you're not watching us on your Roku and you have one, you should fix that. Go to tfradio.net/Roku and it will install right there for you as long as you are logged into your Roku account, or you can go to the Roku channel store and install it. It would be great. We would love that. It's a new way to interact and it's a new audience to engage with. So we're super excited about it.
And I have a 4K Roku. Does that mean we're being upscaled to 4K?
Yeah.
Wow. Wow. The first Transformers podcast ever in 4K.
And I'm sure Fort Max will have issues with that.
First Transformers podcast ever. The first one in video, as far as I know. The first one in 4K. Yeah, there you go.
And for you older collectors like me, he said Roku, not Ronco. There's a slight difference.
Nice.
So just look them up.
Were we the first ones to do video? I mean, obviously, you're the first one ever. First podcast ever. Transformers podcast, but...
I think we were, because it's like when you were saying this and I was objecting harshly, it's like, nobody's doing this. This is dumb.
Yeah. It's hard. So, I mean, I think a lot of people have tried to do it. I don't think anybody does it exactly quite right because it's hard.
Well, what you mean to say is nobody does it exactly the same way we do.
Yeah. It's not easy.
Whether it's right or wrong is more subjective.
Yeah. I think Google Hangouts on air going away has hurt a lot of people.
I'm sure it has, in more capacity than just the kind of podcasting hack people do with it.
And I'm not saying this as bragging or trying to come off as better than other people. I'm insane.
That's true.
That cannot be overstated. I am insane.
And that's a good point to make, because we're all really familiar with that fact. We understand the context of the things you say.
Yeah.
We may still take exception with some of the things you say, but we understand why you're saying them.
Yeah, I joke all the time that, hey, I'm literally crazy. I probably am.
Did Google Hangouts actually go away?
Hangouts
on air?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, I mean, you could still use Hangouts with OBS or something to capture the screen.
Which is probably what
while
people are doing.
Doing it.
Yeah.
Poor Google.
Yeah.
So
Google will produce good quality products, and then they'll kill it. Google Wave is a great product. They tried to market to the wrong people, and because the wrong people saw it and thought it was stupid, they killed it. But it's a great collaboration tool for work. But they tried to make it a tool that people, God, this was 7 years ago, so why am I even talking about it? But it was such an awesome platform, and they killed it because, it's not for consumers. Google Buzz kind of sucked.
Oh, it did. I'm just if we're dredging up old Google projects that went nowhere.
Yeah.
Google Buzz.
Okay, so Operation Combination. Only a couple weeks left, really, to go out there and buy toys and donate to Toys for Tots, your local children's home, foster care, Ronald McDonald House, any type of nonprofit that will accept toys and put them in the hands of kids that need them. It's an opportunity to you for you to buy toys to clear them off the shelf because we need to find those Wave 3 Titans Return figures.
Yeah. And right now, Toys R Us is doing a buy one, get one 40% off on Transformers. So that way you can help us get new figures on the shelves and help the local kids as well and save some money.
And I wanted to bring one up too. Currently, I believe it's still in stock. Hasbro Toys Shop has G2 Bruticus for $49.99. Their coupon code scales up to $10 off at $50. You could very easily get a clearance toy for less than $5, donate to Toys for Tots, and save yourself a couple of bucks on Bruticus.
That's awesome.
Wow. That's a good deal.
Yep.
That is great.
That is Robinomics right there.
Robinomics. And right now, deluxes are still $9.99 or whatever at Walmart and Target, too, I think.
If you have a Target or Walmart lucky enough to actually have some stock.
Yeah. So And Toys R Us might price match that as well with their price match guarantee.
Yeah, true. I was in Walmart yesterday. And they restocked their shelves, and I was so excited. But they restocked their deluxes with, two boxes of Wave 1.
Oh.
So sweet. Disappointed. Yeah.
I didn't even know anyone had boxes of Wave 1 still. I mean, mostly I had seen Wave 2 around here.
The Walmart in Mooresville, North Carolina
does. Those
probably
shuffled off into a corner.
Yeah. Okay. So let's jump to, does anybody have anything new? I do not.
Hey, Diecast, what did you get this week?
Oh, God.
Oh, where it is. Oh, here it is. It's my big empty box of sadness.
That's the one,
also known as your soul.
That box was supposed to have Six Shot, right?
Yeah, Six Shot and some other hand and feet accessories for, my Combiner Wars combiners. And I think the buses were in there. So there's a couple things that have been in there. I expected them about a week and a half ago, but because of customs and probably, a lot of shipments, it's taking longer than expected.
I'm sorry.
Yep.
You'll probably
eventually we'll have Six Shot. because it takes a long time.
All have six shot.
It takes a long time to get a ninja cyber consultant from Cyberton.
Yeah, that's unfortunate because you're going to be like the first person to review it.
I was hoping.
And now you're not.
Now you're not.
Now I'm not.
That sucks.
But it's all right.
That's how the cookie crumbles sometimes.
Up those videos though, that six shot looks really good.
Yes, it does.
Speaking of videos, though, like Diecast review of Inferno, which is on our Roku channel, was great. I was watching it on the TV last week as I was getting ready to go to sleep. That was actually really awesome.
Could you tell I like the figure?
Yes, yes. I'm really excited about you getting more reviews so we can put them up. I've been toying with the idea of going in and uploading older content. But I don't know. I think I just may keep it fresh with new stuff. So if you, as you roll out more reviews, let me know and we'll have them up.
Yeah.
And hopefully we'll have up some new episodes of There Goes My Money soon.
Yes.
We're going to have a little chat about that this evening with our buddy Jason.
anybody else get anything else before I go? Or do...
I got my Crystal Pepsi.
All my stuff is hung up in the mail, so I'll have stuff tomorrow.
Mine's been processing for a week.
I have a can of NOS.
Processing for a week. That sounds like a very familiar problem.
I haven't had that problem in a while.
Adjust.
Mine sat in a warehouse, totally paid for 3 working days and a weekend.
Yeah, I was having that problem too.
Well, I got 2 things.
Thank you, Don.
One, I got Titans Return Alpha Trion. Finally found one in the stores. Have to say, he's visually a very striking character. I have not opened him up yet. Haven't had time. Looking forward to getting him out and taking a look at him, mainly because I wanted to see how he is, so I will know whether I want to get Leo Prime or not when he comes out from Takara. But got him, and also thank you to a listener.
Dong.
You got
first
it.
It's, someone, yeah, you yes, one of our listeners has sent Massey a can of Kong Natural Premium Catnip.
Oh, thank you, listener. That's and, awesome. Right.
And it's a gift for me. And the note included is Massey, tear it up, which basically probably means my arm or my ankles. So he is sleeping off his catnip-induced euphoria right now. So again, I don't know who sent this, but thank you very much. I and my still attached body parts, thank you for that.
TFRadio.net/MasseyAttack.
But it sounds like this had the opposite effect. It actually like calmed him. And
yeah. I
now you're getting some peace.
Yeah. Well, see, there was a little toy, a free toy inside. So I pulled out the free toy, gave it to him. He played with it for a little while, and now he's somewhere snoozing. So he's sleeping off his catnip high.
Very nice.
Yeah, neat. Anybody else get anything? Chris?
Not me.
Nothing. John?
Yeah, I got the Legends Titan Masters, Headmasters, whatever you will call them. Piebrow, Chrome Dome, and Mind Wipe. They're fine.
How are those new head sculpts?
Amazing. Mind Wipe short, isn't he?
A little bit, yeah.
Yeah.
He's like on the shorter end. I mean, so much of the mass is tied up in those wings. It kind of makes sense.
Yeah. Yeah. But they're nice. He's clever, of course. But yeah, that's it, man.
Oh, God. I'm looking at the thing that Melvar was talking about before the show. The Cadbury eggs.
Oh.
I am so tempted.
Kim will get the mail and be like, yeah, why is there a bunch of Cadbury eggs?
Kim's not Don.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I don't know why that came out like Don.
What?
Nothing, Don. You're awesome. I love you. Let's see here. Okay, let's jump to this week in history. This week in history, first, we'd like to wish our friends and occasional co-hosts and collaborators. Monzo from Stump Monzo, which was a segment that we did like 100 years ago, and Ben Yi, happy birthdays. Today is their birthday.
Happy birthday, guys.
Yeah, happy coming online day.
Mm-hmm.
Have a good one.
Yeah. Also, let's see here. 1984. The Transformers episode Fire in the Sky premieres in the United States. 30 years later, it would lead to the creation of Docket Toys Kronos, irreparably staining the episode forever.
That's true. One of my favorite episodes, but yeah.
Until Kronos came out.
Until Kronos.
2010, this is topical because Entertainment Tonight airs the first teaser trailer for Transformers Dark of the Moon. And, okay, speaking of, Transformers 5 The Last Night trailer hit Monday.
Last night.
Was it Monday?
Yeah, Monday.
Yeah.
Monday.
Yep.
And yeah, like the days are running together for me as well. So, spoilers, I liked it. I thought it was great. I'm super excited. I'm pumped. I know it'll suck when I get there, but I'm pumped. I am pumped for the movie right now. I love the fact that I don't know if it was the a cover or actually the Flaming Lips doing Do You Realize, which is one of my favorite Flaming Lips songs. I'm excited. You guys talk about it, then I'll chime in.
Diecast?
Okay, I'm super excited. And the thing I keep thinking is, what do they want us to think by seeing this preview? Is this Unicron that we see? At one point, it looks like it's coming apart to maybe eat
consume, like a moon.
Yeah, consume like a moon. There was another part where in the desert sand, you saw like one of Unicron's looked like one of his horns. And also, you see Optimus Prime floating around in space, just dead, I assume, or frozen.
Why is
he
floating here in space like this?
An 18-year-old fanfic, another allusion to Ravage Three Bodies Revolution.
Now, is it possible that Unicron could revive Optimus Prime? He float into Unicron, and then Unicron bring him back to life and control him the way Unicron controlled Megatron in the original cartoon movie.
So I'd like to say that this is a red herring, but no, of course it's not. They like to use the red herring card with, was it Age of Extinction? Or was it Dark of the Moon? It was Dark of the Moon with Sentinel Prime.
Yeah, that was a pretty big mislead with Sentinel and Shockwave.
Yeah, that's that was like their one that they got. So I'm pretty sure that's probably what's going to happen.
I mean, it could even be like in Energon where Megatron's trying to somehow revive Unicron. So maybe somehow Megatron's controlling Unicron, or I'm just trying to think how this story could play
isn't that basically the plot from Rob Powers' fanfic A Corrosion of War Without End?
I'm probably the only one here who actually remembers that.
Don,
within our
Don,
group
Don probably would
Don probably does
no I don't actually
okay.
Well, the memory is the first thing to go, you know.
Which is older than 20 years. Or older than 18 years, yeah.
It's, yeah, it is.
Yeah.
It's not a bad trailer. Like, I've seen enough positive reaction toward it. I can see myself, yeah, it's a well-structured trailer. I was very pleased to see there were things in the trailer that I did not already know about. So that was kind of novel for me at this point. But at the same time, it's like, I don't really care what package they dress it up in to present it to us. I know what we're in store for.
Exactly.
Yeah, these trailers stopped fooling me a long time ago.
Like, the things about I'm more interested in are, was that actually Jupiter that Optimus Prime was floating past apparently dead? Did he not even make it that far before he conked out after taking off the end of Age of Extinction?
Yeah.
Well, that would be sad.
I saw somebody on Twitter say, huh, turns out we do need spaceships. And I think that's about the best way to interpret that.
Oh, that's good.
But no, I don't have many thoughts on this. One is, if Unicron is controlling Optimus Prime and he's evil, will anyone be able to notice?
Well, see, that's the thing about it, too, because like it was at least a couple hours before I saw anybody put together that he has purple eyes when he's killing people.
It took a couple hours for that. I noticed that immediately.
Well, you should have been posting places then.
I was watching the video when I was recording that podcast with Joey, Take Four Wrestling. There's a moment where I wasn't talkative. It was because I was watching it without sound, recording the podcast. And I'm like, I cannot comment right now because I'm recording a podcast, but I will comment after a while. So, but yeah, purple eyes. So, we assume that obviously he's brainwashed. It's not like a Prime problem where there was a duplicate, but that would be awesome.
But he does say, "I'm sorry," which leads you to believe either he's like, being controlled somehow to do it, or there's a greater reason why he's trying to kill Bumblebee.
Probably.
He's never needed a reason to kill anybody
exactly.
yet.
He's probably being controlled because there's no greater reason for anything in the Transformers movies. So do we think that the floating thing in space, do we think that's Unicron? My vote is yes.
No.
You don't?
No, I think it's going to be something. Yeah. I think it's a mislead.
I thought it looked like the remains of Cybertron to me.
Possible. Yeah. But like, why would Michael Bay, like I'm metagaming here, why would Michael Bay care about misleading people into thinking it's Unicron? Why does he doesn't give a rat's behind Transformers the movie for season 3?
Though is that this is also partly marketing. So like the trailer is being cut together to create a certain idea that may or not be accurately representative of what it really is to keep a surprise in there.
Could also be that may be immaterial to the movie, and it could be part of setting up the Transformers cinematic universe.
Actually, there was a tweet from our friend Proto Man. He said it looks like Goatron to him.
Yeah, a lot of people said that. They're not wrong because it kind of. I mean, it does look like Goatron.
So you know, so if Unicron is in this and he's destroying a random planet, maybe that's the shot of him looking like from the movie, in the 86 movie, when you look out from inside him towards, you know, the world where Kranix and Arbalest lived on, that's the next planet he's going to destroy, and it just happens to have a vague resemblance to Gobatron.
So here's my take on it. Age of Extinction introduced the idea of, you know, the builders of the Transformers. You know, Lockdown made allusions to that. Optimus Prime took off at the end to go find them and presumably take their faces.
Yes.
Given that, I would more assume, like, the general assumption is it's going to be the movie take on Quintessons or something analogous. So I would more assume that that would be like Quintessa or something in this context. Now they could conflate the two ideas together, and that, you know, Unicron in this universe is a creation of the Quintessons, which feels like it's something that goes a little way. No, the original G1 idea was the Quintessons followed Unicron around and picked off the leftovers he left behind, but like the connection between the two kind of exists, and the vague movie filtered way of looking at stuff, I could kind of see Unicron being just like a weapon of the Quintessons.
Okay. Or he is Quintessa. He is their
same
planet.
Difference. I mean,
I just expect I'll be non sequitur to the TV show or the cartoon, the original source material. It'll just be whatever they come up with.
The other thing, well, I mean, you have to keep in mind though, like there's the writer's room this time. So like, as far as what they've told us, you know, they put, you know, binders of fiction material in front of these people, had them go through it. And I would think if anything's going to stick, you know, we're going to see little echoes of all the previous background material.
Okay. The trailer introduces new humans. So kids, like real kids, not like seniors in high school.
Well, we're getting younger and younger now.
Yeah. But so, I mean, that's a very Transformers theme to have kids involved. It's not safe, and you know these kids
it's
probably
never be, been safe.
These kids are going to be traumatized, I'm certain. But that I actually like that. Also,
you like traumatizing kids, or you like,
not intentionally? Also, let's see, who was the Autobot that? I mean, I immediately thought it was Bumblebee, but it wasn't. I don't guess that was getting themselves up. That had the red. That had the yellow face.
The really big guy, like he kind of had a bulky face.
Yeah,
I didn't know
anybody we know yet.
Okay, like I just thought they redesigned Bumblebee again initially, but that, I mean it, that it became pretty apparent that it wasn't.
I mean the elements of the top of the body you can see look more like construction vehicle parts.
Yeah.
I mean, I also read other places of things that weren't even in the trailer. Like, there's going to be a headmaster in it, and there's some other. There's going to be a submarine that's a Transformer, whether it's a Decepticon or a Autobot, I don't know. And I'm just not sure if that's accurate or if that's just, you know, hearsay, because we didn't see any of that in the trailer.
Cade Yeager was in the trailer, so there you go. He didn't say anything, so that's good.
I thought he said something.
No, he did.
Yeah, he said something.
Oh.
He said, look, we're not giving up, okay?
A very Mark Wahlberg delivery.
Just like that.
Yeah. It's this really tense moment they have, you know, flash by, and he's just like, you know, being really passive about the whole thing. It's such perfect delivery of a line.
What about the what I assumed was one of Unicron's horns that I saw laying in the desert?
See, I recall that's one of the elements that was teased through the Times Square billboard, like the three-headed dragon, which we saw more of. So at this point, it's still kind of a... Is that something very old that's been hanging around? You know, like, does it tie into this time period? You know, that kind of thing.
It's the Dragon Megatron. We don't know.
I'm assuming...
I want a toy of it. I know that. I know Megatron, though.
From what I've seen from the trailer, that someone is building Unicron or bringing him back together.
So it sounds like the plot of Castlevania 2.
A little bit. Energon. If you look at Energon, this is... And I've been watching Energon, so maybe that's why I'm sort of seeing more into this than there maybe is. But
the movies are bad. Go ahead, Don.
The movies are bad enough. Please don't bring Energon into it as well.
Well, if he was going to emulate anything, wouldn't Energon be a good place to start?
Energon is never a good place to start, except maybe a garbage fire.
Okay, so Anthony Hopkins' character, whose name I can't remember off the top of my head, you know, his narration is, haven't you wondered why they always come here?
Yeah.
There's the horn sticking out of the desert. There's the big planet-eating thing coming that looks like it's not quite complete. Maybe Unicron is in Earth, and they're ripping off Transformers Prime.
Oh, God. Oh, please, no.
That was the worst Unicron iteration ever.
Ever.
Well, that was mostly just in the choice of voice actor, though.
No, it was just a
everything.
Dumb idea.
Dumb idea.
Yeah.
Okay. We done with this? Anything else to add?
I'm fine to move on.
I think we covered it.
I want to tell you that walker that was in the one scene.
Oh, that Bumblebee tour part?
Yeah.
Well, the one that Bumblebee shot, probably hoping there was a pilot inside.
Well, okay, yeah. While we're talking about it, what other Transformers did we see? We saw Optimus. We saw the unnamed Autobot. We saw Bumblebee. We saw
Megatron. There.
Saw Hot Rod.
Yeah, in vehicle mode.
Yeah. We saw Megatron for a brief second, right?
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And did he have Optimus Prime's sword and shield?
Different shape sword.
Okay.
Do we know what happened to Galvatron? Any idea?
Do we care? No.
He turned into Megatron.
He was made of magic metal cloud particles, so he probably just, you know, reshaped his body to be himself again.
Okay.
He's made of metal bees.
Metal bees.
Not the bees!
Bees, my God.
Okay, so I guess Transformers 6. Is the Bumblebee spinoff officially Transformers 6?
I don't think anything's that official yet. The last thing we heard was Bumblebee would be outside the numbering system, but that can always change.
So it starts with The Last Night, and they were joking at one point about making it R-rated. Which I don't guess is going to happen, but...
Yeah, somebody had like the vision of a Quentin Tarantino style movie around Bumblebee.
Like, I think something like that could work. I think with somebody besides Michael Bay at the helm.
It's going to have someone besides Michael Bay, because with that due out in 2018, he's not going to have time to be working on that through the whole next year.
Yeah. So, I mean, who knows? And it's in the article, it's suggested that the movie may try to focus more or cater more to women. Obviously, the movies don't. So it would make a lot of sense to try a little bit because, of course, the female focus of the writer's room. So that would be good. You know, something that is less aggressively testosterone driven, that would be awesome.
No, that sounds horrible.
Okay, so speaking of horrible, the news item isn't horrible. It's just that so many things popped up after the show last week. Of course, like they're
yes, but at least we have things to talk about this week.
It's true.
Yes,
but one of the things that popped up that we missed last week, which was big news, was Power of the Primes, the Transformers Fans Choice poll, where you get to vote who the next Prime is going to be. That's cool.
I really hope there's more choices than just what's on that poster.
Oh, I don't think so.
I don't like making a Prime. I want the character to become a Prime.
Well, at the point we're picking one, then he'll become a Prime.
Yeah.
Or okay. She, if it's RC.
And like the fiction will explain it. It's not like they're just going to build an Optimus Prime. I mean, build a Prime. I mean, that would never happen.
They could, I guess.
Well, I mean, that's exactly what happened with Optimus Prime. They just built him.
All right, let's run through the choices again.
Yeah, I don't have them on the news item here. I forgot.
Go to the next one down.
Hound was on it.
And that, to me, is the only interesting choice on the whole list. Because yeah.
RC could be
blank
interesting.
Slate.
Okay. RC could be interesting in the IDW context.
Okay, Ultra Magnus. Hound.
Boring choice.
Yeah, I would rather be like the animated Sentinel Prime. Hound, RC, Shockwave.
Who's dead in the comics. Spoilers.
But see, you can get around that. You can get around that because, like, all the information that makes up Shockwave is contained in a little quantum singularity in the ruins of the Crystal City. So, like, all you need to do is have somebody figure out a way to pull that out of there, and you probably get Bumblebee back in the process.
Let's see.
So basically, it's their version of a 5¼-inch floppy.
Yeah,
yeah, like Animal
exactly.
said. Like Animal said in the chat, can we vote in, and then we can vote in Erector Prime.
I think that's the exact reason we don't have write-ins for
exactly,
this diecast.
Exactly.
Yes, it is.
Megatron, Star Saber, Thunderwing, Unknown Evil, and my choice, Optimus Primal.
How can you make a Megatron a Prime?
Well, they
made him an Autobot.
Yeah.
And then okay, so, Optimus Primal is like, he's already a Prime.
He's a Primal.
I know, it's just, it hurts my brain. It really does.
Well, that's just Prime.
So for my money, I would probably throw in behind Megatron on this just because of how IDW will have to roll with whatever this results in.
Thunderclash.
No, he's too busy being the greatest guy in the universe. No, but like the journey Megatron's already been on to become an Autobot and turn himself around, like the next progressive step for that would be he has to actually become the leader of Cybertron. Because, you know, who knows what's going to happen to Starscream after this all works out, which that's the kind of thing that is kind of putting me off this, because I'm enjoying Starscream running Cybertron. It's actually really entertaining the way they're writing it. Yeah. And by necessity, that's going to have to come to an end within the next year.
How does it compare to Combiner Wars?
Megatron, it's really interesting to see how, you know, jumping from where he is right now, jumping to actually being in charge of everyone. Because like, there's already been a mutiny on his ship that he was co-captaining, so let's see what happens when he is taking over a whole planet.
I just think it's like the obvious choice, and I don't want that.
Well, now, looking at the IDW universe from the outside, what if this was Megatron's long-term goal the whole time, was to get the Matrix and become a Prime? What if this was his long... I mean, not that it's evil, but this is what he was hoping to achieve. And he'll wind up conquering Cybertron, quote unquote, but in a completely different way than what he originally thought.
That's why I think Megatron's a bad choice, because I just he's a character you can't trust. So eventually he's going to turn. If they make him a Prime, he's going to turn. I don't read the comics, but that's what I would assume is
because, you know, it's obvious.
Yeah, it's obvious.
And that's the reason I don't know that they're going to do it, because it's obvious. It's not like wrestling where the obvious thing always happens. I mean, there's some... I mean, in the comics, I mean, the comics, they go... I mean, hell, the comics are written better than most other comics on the shelf today, so it's not like it's a Budiansky comic. I love Budiansky, don't get me wrong. Or even a Furman comic. And Furman is hugely important to Transformers, but... The storytelling is much different today than it was years ago, and you just can't go on the obvious with the obvious direction.
At the end of Dark Cybertron, I gave it like a year before they backslid Megatron into being evil again. And we're pretty well past that, and he's not really changing course. So
one thing the comic's really good about is creating new characters or taking in a pre-existing character and building them up and making them awesome.
Except for Hound, who they've done nothing with.
But yes. Here's an opportunity to do something with Hound, if Hound wins.
Exactly. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So it's not like they have to make Megatron evil, because they can take somebody else and make them awesome.
Yeah, and that's what I'm saying. I don't think they will, because if they were going to, I think it would have happened already. You know, the response to Autobot Megatron has been really good. People are really interested in this new take on the character for the first time in, you know, 25 years. You know, I think this is something they would want to stick with and explore further because it is still well received. And they have a chance, if Megatron wins this polling, to go the next step with it.
Go ahead, Rob. I'm sorry.
Oh, it's fine. I have two thoughts on this. One is if the poll determines like only one of these figures gets a toy, I would like it to be Star Saber, because I would like a nice leader-class Star Saber.
Which, again, would lead to some interesting storytelling.
Yeah. If that's not an issue, and, you know, for story purposes, what I want to see is a tie between Hound and somebody else, so somebody else gets elected the ruler of Cybertron, and it turns out to have been Hound using a hologram the whole time.
I'm trying to think of that leader's class Star Saber. I think they would somehow try to shoehorn the Overlord Sky Shadow mold into that somehow.
Well, that's already going to be Thunderwing. Oh. So,
and Rob, the hologram that he uses is the one he used in Heavy Metal War of the giant.
Oh, perfect!
Autobot.
That'd be great.
that would be unknown evil.
How is Bumblebee not on this list? Like,
he's kind of dead.
Bumblebee's dead.
Oh, okay.
He is more dead than Shockwave is, because he presumably died before he got sucked into a black hole. Yes. So, like, from the toy perspective, there's not really anything that interests me in these choices, because the way the design team is working right now, I have to assume even a Star Saber would basically just be adapting the Masterpiece toy as much as possible into a Generation Leader class, and that doesn't sound interesting to me.
Is Rodimus dead?
No.
Rodimus is... He used to be Captain of the Lost Light.
Yeah. But, I mean, so he should be on the list because he's, you know, awesome.
Not as awesome as Thunderclash.
Yes.
Thunderclash is awesome.
Is currently claiming that Rodimus and the crew of the Lost Light are dead, but I give that until the first issue comes out next week.
And in any case, Rodimus narrowly avoided a vote of no confidence a couple of years ago, so he's probably not going to be a popular choice.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
But are we talking about comics? Or are we talking about...
Yes.
Okay, because it's got Hasbro's name all over it so many times. I thought we were picking, you know, a Prime for their third iteration of Prime trilogy.
They get storylines in the comics. We had Combiner Wars. We're having Titans Return right now, and we will have Power of the Primes.
Like, but
we
that's saw separate Peter from...
The... Yeah, it's separate.
It's separate from the other comics you were talking about.
We saw what Combiner Wars was as an animated series, and that gives us a pretty good idea of where, you know, the Titans Return animated series and the Power of the Primes animated series are going to go. So it's no wonder we're not really giving that much attention in the grand scheme of this.
I think, given the feedback, that Machinima is probably going to put a little more effort into the others.
As much as they're holding on to the whole, you know, 120 million people watched this cartoon series, they're probably treating it more as...
Well, they're not going to say, well, our cartoon sucked ass. So, I mean, you know.
Just the way they're presenting it, though, I think they are writing their own history as, we did a great job with this. Let's do the same thing. You know, let's hold the course and not.
Hopefully they aren't going to do that, but who knows? Okay, the next item.
Well, before you go, I will accept Ultra Magnus as the winner on one condition. That it is just Minimus Ambus holding the Matrix in the chest of the mech.
That'd be great. Okay, so this is the item. The next item is I thought we were even probably going to do a mini cast about this, because to me this is pretty damn huge. We finally got to see photos of Legends LG-42 God Bomber, and it also comes, of course, with photos of God Jinrai, and it's perfect. I need this
perfect
in my life.
Is such an interesting word to use here.
God bomber.
Yeah, it's
it is definitely God.
It
Bomber.
Is so much nicer than the original God Bomber.
And those arms have been perfectly carefully posed in the only angles in which they will ever look good.
Yes.
Oh yeah.
But I need this so bad.
Oh, I still I am getting it, but yeah.
This is probably good enough time as any to talk about what I wanted to mention. We've been pimping and plugging how awesome Amazon.co.jp is. For about the last week, I've not been able to order anything toy-wise to have it delivered in the U.S. It seems like this may be cyclical and this happens from time to time. But right now, if you want to order a toy, like a Transformer, to have it delivered to the U.S., they're not taking orders. If you pre-ordered something, it looks like it'll still ship. It looks like you can also potentially change your quantity with that. But anything else, if you haven't already ordered it, you're not getting it anytime soon. Yeah, it makes me sad.
It's your fault.
It is. So I don't have Super Genrai pre-ordered, so I need to change that. I was going to get it from Amazon since it was cheaper, but I don't guess that's going to happen.
Paying up front, I think Captured Prey still has pre-orders open.
Okay. Mm. Captured Prey is great, so I should probably go ahead and do that.
Yeah, I was on the fence for a while, but then I figured, well, the Genrai looks better as a standalone figure, and two, if they do eventually do the God Bomber armor, that's what drives the secondary market price on the Genrai up through the roof.
God People Bomber,
going back to pick one up.
Sorry, I'm showing on the if you're watching the video, I didn't notice this before. God Bomber in his vehicle mode can store 3 Titan Masters.
Yes.
That
just
makes
like
my
Master
day.
Force.
Makes my day.
Joseph Prime also has Super Genrai for pre-order still for $94.99.
Ow.
Yeah. Like I get it from Amazon. If I could get it from Amazon, it'd be like $65.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's I've been checking that every couple of days to see if it changes, but there's like 2 on there from different sellers and neither one of them shipped to the US.
It's not even that. I mean, from Amazon.Japan, it's just the fact that I don't care about the sellers on the marketplace. I really just care about Amazon selling directly, and they're not selling it.
Yeah.
Because Genrai should actually be out any day now, it looks like.
The 28th.
God, this looks crazy.
Oh, December? Okay.
Yeah, December.
3 weeks.
So, God Bomber is never going to come out here.
Nope.
That needs to be made clear.
It's not going to be
compatible with Power Master Optimus Prime.
No, that doesn't even matter though, because the problem is the price point, which is an irregular one. Voyagers in Japan are like 4,500 yen or thereabout. Leaders are like 8,000. This comes in at 7,000 yen. So like it's a very irregular thing. And when that happens, it's not something that ever can fit into Hasbro price points. So
unless
they modified it.
Or if they do like a box set with both of them as like a platinum set or something like that, they could always do something.
They could do that.
That's possible, but as an individual release, it cannot come out in the Hasbro line.
Oh, yeah. This is not going to be a regular store release or anything like that.
Yeah.
I need it so bad. Go ahead, Don.
Oh, and also there, just as a quick side note, there is I believe it's Perfect Effect is coming out with a add-on kit that will give a light-up head, some parts that will cover some of the hollow sections in his legs, and a Genrai figure that will act as a godmaster for the figure. So you can actually have him be a little bit more Goto Genrai. Versus, you know, what he is now.
Okay.
Which looks pretty good.
Yeah.
Of course, the little Genrai in the Perfect Effect set just kind of stuffs into the existing chest cavity. It's not on the outside.
Oh, really? Yeah. That's a shame.
Yeah.
So this just, I need this. I need it so bad. I gotta have
so
this.
So bad you can
see it. The wings, the wing placement in, armored up mode is a little bit off, but I mean it's nothing I can't deal with.
The wing placement in the original toy was a little bit off too, so it wasn't great.
This honestly looks way better than I thought it had any right to.
Absolutely.
So,
and you know what my favorite part? No chrome.
Yes.
No freaking chrome. None. Get rid of that crap.
Yeah. And I want to.
So Chris, you're breaking up really bad, Chris. So yeah, no Chrome. Screw you, Chrome. Okay.
I'm just going to apologize to anyone that speaks Japanese with the way I pronounce Koto Jinrai. It's too much Master Force.
Let's see here. Let's move along to the next item. So this is Don's item that he wanted to talk about, so we're going to skip it. I'm kidding.
I want to talk about this, too.
Me, too. I might have suggested that we do a mini cast, but I'm glad we didn't, so we can talk about it now. Pictures of MP37 Artfire. I really want this. Like, really bad.
It looks beautiful.
I pre-ordered this along with my God Bomber.
I did too. I did too. And I love that design for the Target Master.
Now, the news item said it was Nightstick.
Yes.
That's not Nightstick. I mean, that is a new Target Master mold.
No. Like the character Nightstick, which Artfire doesn't carry Nightstick, right?
Actually, I think Nightstick was always Artfire's Target Master partner, wasn't he?
And Steppers also, if I remember right.
Because they reused it from Cyclonus.
Mm.
Yeah, so Stepper got Cyclonus and Artfire got Scourge's Target Master because those toys didn't come with the Target
You're
Master.
You're breaking up really bad again. Maybe switch video off.
Well, I'm not sure. I don't really want to switch video off.
So what do you think on the paint on this? Because you were complaining that Inferno was kind of dull. I'm sure you have the opposite effect with this guy.
Yeah, I mean, it's there's a stark contrast between the two. Obviously, this looks great. I love it. And
do you think those are going to be stickers, or do you think they're actually going to be paint?
Probably stickers.
They're never grass.
Yeah, are they?
It sure looks like foil stickers to me. But,
yeah, that's what it looks like to me.
Which, that's disappointing, but I mean, I'm surprised we're seeing this as soon as we are after Inferno and Grapple. I thought we'd have to wait at least 6 months before we got a third use out of that. But
yeah. And what's interesting is if the pictures that we're seeing is all of the accessories that are included with this thing, it looks like the paint is eating up most of the, budget, quote unquote.
Because
that's all that we see is a Target Master, the regular weapon, and one face, but it's still the same price.
Yeah, I mean, I think the economics is probably a little different on something like this. I mean, this isn't an exclusive. This is a full retail release, right?
Yeah.
Those accessories that they included with Inferno made sense for Inferno. Nothing like that really makes sense for this. So this is just gravy because they're basically able to sell the same toy with fewer accessories for the same amount of money.
Same price. Yeah. I'm guessing that's why we're seeing also the reason maybe we're seeing more paint.
Yeah. To offset, possibly offset the difference. I mean, that makes sense.
Well, I mean, his original design had, a lot of paint, a lot of colors. So you kind of have to. So they may have given us a couple more accessories with it, but they don't really need to.
Yeah,
because
exactly.
We got them all with Inferno.
Yeah,
so.
And they don't make sense for Artfire.
Exactly. Yeah. I would have preferred a slightly cheaper price point without that many accessories unless the paint used up the money savings. But yeah. I'm still going to get away.
Okay. Let's see. Moving along. Next item, Robots in Disguise, Combiner Force Warrior class figures sighted at retail. Where were they spotted at? I forgot.
Arizona.
That looks like a Toys R Us receipt.
Yeah, it's a Toys R Us in Arizona, which previous reports have led me to believe is a magical toy wonderland in general.
Sounds like Oklahoma City.
Storm Shot.
Yeah.
Yeah, Storm Shot, Blast Wave, who is the Autobot character, who is the Bludgeon Mold, and Alpine Strike Drift, who is, I believe, RID Drift in the Generations colors.
Stormshot has a really nice head sculpt and coloring on his head.
Really does.
I think XV
yeah.
said he was excited about this figure too, or Chris said he was excited, and I definitely agree.
Yeah,
it looks
great.
Like a really nice figure.
I love the look of it. I love the design. Yeah. Let's see here. What else we got going on? Moving along. Ross in Disguise Combiner. We already did that one. MP36. Oh, yeah. So we have the packaging art for Megatron, and we're getting another reissue of MP11 Starscream and Soundwave and the cassettes. Not that anybody needed those, but I like the art on the box, except for the smile on his face. That makes
that's a Megatron face. That's good. That's greatness.
It is, but like, so he looks like my toothless grandpa smiling. This is my only problem with it.
And
yeah, there you go.
That's Megatron, pretty much. I mean,
but it looks like
he sounds like somebody's grandpa too in G1.
Yeah. He's like, hey, do you want some of the? It's like, hey, you want the cough drop? Yeah, it looks great though. I don't have this pre-ordered. Actually, no, I do through Amazon, Japan. So
he's big too. Didn't some new scale photos kind of come out, or they were new to me?
He should scale with MP10, right?
Yeah. He's like a smidge taller, I think, and just as bulky, if not more so.
Good. It's what we need.
Now, we are still seeing a lot of hinges on this thing around the collar area.
That is true. And that is a little disconcerting.
It is not a deal breaker, but it is a fact.
I mean, which is typically my problem with a lot of third-party stuff is that the abundance of hinges. I like the look of the face better. I like the look of the legs better. So I don't hate myself as much as I did for getting, it's not Dystopia. It's,
Despotron. Yeah.
But, I like the look of this better.
And, you know, and I hate to be that guy, but at this point I have so many Optimus Primes and so many Megatrons, I can have more than one display. You know, I can have Optimus, you know, my official pose together, and then I could have my unofficial pose together just because I have so many of them, you know?
So here's what I'm doing. I just put up a new shelf above my monitor here, and it's only going to be Masterpiece Toys, and it's only going to be official Masterpiece Toys. All my third-party stuff is going to get its own shelf.
Ooh.
Yeah.
But see, why would you buy unofficial third-party Masterpiece Toys if you're not going to put them with your official Masterpiece Toys to fill in the ranks? That's kind of the point of buying the unofficial ones.
It is. I don't know. I'm trying to figure out how I want to organize my stuff. And frankly, my shelf is barely big enough to contain all of my official Masterpiece stuff.
Ah, well, okay.
And I only have a couple of things on my shelf that I would really want to include, like Phoenix. I would include Phoenix. I would include, the Remaster Hound, whatever it's called, Bob Billy or Bubba or whatever it's called. and that's about it, I guess. And Megatron and Despotron. That's literally the only things I think I would include. I've got a couple other things. I would include Sunstreaker from.
Sun Surge.
I wouldn't include that. It doesn't look bad, but I don't think it fits.
What about Sphinx?
Yeah, Sphinx. Did I say Phoenix before? I meant Sphinx. Phoenix
you should include.
I don't think I'm going to get Phoenix now.
See, I like the way Phoenix looks.
I do too. Phoenix is the Toy World. It's for Fans Toys.
Fans Toys.
Skyfire, yeah.
Oh, I see. Hey, I've got a question for you guys based on this. Now, we can save it for an incredibly slow week or a mini cast, but the question is, which Transformers toy line had the best pair of Optimus Prime and Megatron toys when looked at as a pair? Not the line with the best Megatron or the line with the best Optimus, the line with the best pair.
Cybertron.
As a pair. You like that one? I don't know if that one's aged so great for me.
So I don't like Armada. No, Armada. Maybe Armada. I love Armada Megatron is my favorite Megatron, I think, ever.
And the Optimus Prime is good.
The Optimus Prime is good.
The Deluxe one's good.
Deluxe one's fantastic.
Yeah. The auto-transforming one, which is, I guess, officially like that Megatron's counterpart, is he's okay.
Yeah.
That's a really tough question that I can't answer right off the top of my head.
You have to ponder it. There's not a ton of lines to consider, but you do kind of have to look at them all.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a good idea. We should do that as a mini-cast.
Yeah.
Love it.
Although I would argue G1 just because that's what I love.
Have you seen the Megatron toy?
Classic.
God.
Diecast, you got to face your past, man.
Hey, I still love that toy.
That G1 Megatron right in the eye.
Although my one of my favorite Megatrons. Megatrons.
One of my favorite Megatrons is.
One of them there Megatrons is Energon.
Energon Megatron is Galvatron, and it's a nice toy, but I didn't include it. I didn't include it because I don't like Energon Optimus.
Yeah.
Oh, Energon Optimus is garbage.
He's
all right once like you put all of his parts on.
Yeah.
And
even still, just that whole concept to me is garbage.
And Megatron is really just Galvatron in waiting with that. So, but it's a good toy. And the deluxe version, or the deluxe-ish versions from Takara that Toys R Us released are pretty good. Oh, good question, Jonna. I think that that's worth pondering more later. Let's see here. Next item, we have Robots in Disguise, Warrior Class Soundwave meets his generation counterpart. I like this photo, and I really need that Soundwave.
Which one?
The Robots in Disguise. I don't have it. Is that out yet? Or is that from a previous wave? I just don't have it.
I think it's coming out soon. I don't think it's out yet.
I've never seen that.
It gives off a buzz similar to the one from Animated, almost.
Yeah, it kind of looks to me like Prime Soundwave is wearing Animated Soundwave.
That's a good way of describing it. Yeah, I like it.
So he's cosplaying him.
Yeah. Pretty much.
That's one way to interpret that.
Let's see here. Is Chris actually on the call?
He said his upstream rate is garbage right now. Yeah. So I don't think he's coming back.
Okay. So let's go ahead and jump to one more item. This one here. The next eHobby exclusive is Magna Convoy, which is a Blue Classics Voyager Optimus Prime repaint.
This may qualify for one of the most used molds.
I have mixed feelings on this.
Yeah.
I like this. I mean, I like that Optimus mold, but it is very nearly 11 years old now.
Yeah. Yeah. Next year.
I mean, wow. This seems a little late to the game. And I mean, I would be a lot more excited about this if we hadn't been trying to guess what it was last week, and Chris brought up Twincast. That kind of got my hopes up.
Yeah. Twincast would have been nice. This, I don't hate it.
I don't hate it. I've wanted an Optimus in this color scheme ever since, you know, this mold came out, because I love the blue powered convoy color scheme. So I will probably end up with this. I mean, I hate to think what I'm going to pay for it, but yeah, just, I don't know. I'm not as excited about it as some of the previous releases.
With secondary market markup, I'm thinking $140.
Well, it looks like he's using Alpha Trion's sword.
Yeah,
he is.
And Mindwave shield.
It's a pretty blue.
It's a really nice looking figure.
I'm warming up to it. I wasn't that crazy about it before, but now that I've actually had I'm taking the time to look at it, it's not bad.
But I did not hobby price.
I'm used to paying stupid prices for eHobby exclusives at this point, so this won't affect any. But
I did not know you could do the smokestack guns kind of mounted like that. That's kind of interesting.
Yeah,
I mean, just being like, if you said around 140, I mean, I basically paid if you don't count shipping, I basically paid $10 more for Masterpiece Megatron, because I paid like $150 for him. And I know it's going to be more with shipping. I'm probably going to pay like $30, $35, $40 shipping. But.
Yeah. Okay, let's go ahead and jump. Go ahead.
I was just going to say, and to be fair, you're not going to have probably a big roster of con exclusives to deal with next year. I don't know. We don't know what HasCon is going to have, but it's not going to be anything like what FunPub puts out, I'm sure.
Yeah, I agree. Totally agree. Okay, let's go ahead. Oh, hey. Thank you, Amazon. If anybody out there is using our Amazon link to do their holiday shopping, we appreciate you. You're just so awesome. So go to tfradio.net/Amazon or go to our website and click on the Amazon link, and you will be taken to Amazon and just do your normal shopping. Amazon won't charge you a cent more, but they'll send us back a little bit to help us pay for expenses so we can do crazy crap like we do all the time. So Melvar, who I love to death, until he made the suggestion this evening to check Amazon for fresh, wonderful, beautiful Cadbury eggs. And I did. $29, same day delivery for 48 freaking Cadbury eggs. So like a dollar at the gas station. And that's like a million calories. That's like literally enough sugar to kill you. And
you're welcome, Brian.
$29. It's like my favorite candy. I know John hates them. John hates Cadbury eggs. He's not a fan.
I don't like them.
You don't?
No. Horrendous.
Nope. Oh, they're delicious.
I love them. I love them so much. So I created the link, tfradio.net/Cadbury. I think Cadbury is lowercase. tfradio.net/Cadbury. So if you love me, you can get that for me. Or you hate me, you can get that for me for Christmas. I would take it. Actually, Cadbury's with a capital C.
Are those available all year?
No. $29.99, prime shipping, free one day for delivery over $35 if you're in an area where you can get it. Oh my God, I hate it. Also, you can get the cream eggs or the caramel eggs.
Is tfradio.net/insulin a link yet? Because I'm kind of thinking if
we're
going to
need it.
It needs
we're
going to
need it.
It needs to be. So yeah, tfradio.net/Cadbury Chris.
Cadbury Chris?
Yeah, I was saying
he's trying to make us eat Cadbury eggs.
What do you mean he has to make you?
Oh, you know, the eggs with the cream inside.
They're so good. But yeah, so anything. I mean, honestly, if you do any shopping on Amazon, and you don't, I mean, if you're not already using our link, and
you're basically stealing money from us if you're shopping on Amazon.
Exactly.
And not using our link.
Exactly.
That's what it comes down to.
The easiest.
You are taking money out of poor Kilby's pockets.
Yes. The easiest way to do it. What I tell all my friends is just go to tfradio.net/Amazon. It brings up Amazon.com. Bookmark that link. And it's good forever. And it helps us out. And it helps us pay for the bills. Pay the bills, not for the bills. Everybody's working for the weekend, but I'm working for Amazon.com. Yep. Okay. So thank you to the person that got the Roomba, by the way. I was thinking if we could sell, say, 10,000 Roombas a year, I could quit my job.
I don't think that's going to happen.
That's a lot of Roombas.
Yeah. Actually, no, it's more than. Yeah. Actually, yeah. If we could sell 5,000 Roombas, I could probably quit my job.
How much does a Roomba even cost? I don't know.
It depends on the price.
I'm not into that whole like cleaning your house thing. So,
so
I don't really.
I had a Roomba an old one that I got from Amazon like before I got married, and it was refurbished. And of course, back then technology and everything, it was okay. But now they're phenomenal. I really want one. Now, God, they're robots. So technically, maybe it's on topic. It's not a Roomba. It's not from iRobot, but another company I saw on Amazon. It was a deal of the day on Black Friday. Sells a vacuum / mop. So Roomba makes you buy one of each. This did both. I need that so bad.
Now, could you get one of these and give it an AK-47 called a Roomba?
Yeah. Yeah, you probably could.
I just want a French maid to clean my house. Can I order one of those on Amazon?
You can buy
can
a French maid costume.
A French maid outfit.
Yes, that's true.
You could.
It's not the same, but
I would probably get one. It would see the cat hair and it would be like, nope, I'm out of here.
So
the French maid,
it would just wobble down the steps
so,
and out the driveway.
So I do want to mention this, then I'll move on. So I did a pretty good Amazon Pantry purchase this week. So basically the way Amazon Pantry works is if you fill this gigantic box of stuff, it's like a gigantic box. It's heavy. Like they give you like super discounted shipping. I think it's like $5 or it's free or something. So I got like $50 worth of groceries from Amazon in this ginormous box. Of course, being Amazon, the prices are super cheap. So I was able to fill it with a lot of stuff. And I know the UPS guy or the postal carrier, whoever, hates it because it's gi-frickin-normous. It was filled with Ecto Cooler and Crystal Pepsi, which are only going to be available for a couple more weeks. So, yeah.
Get on them while they're hot.
Yep. Okay. So moving along, third-party news. New photos of Fans Hobby, unofficial MP scale Power Master Optimus Prime.
It's the cab robot.
I don't think I've seen this yet.
We talked about this last week, but we didn't have the pictures of the individual cab robot.
This is the one with the big dumb blue backpack behind its head.
Yeah, we have a better picture of that in the link here, and that. In super robot mode, the head really does just disappear into the sea of blue from the backpack.
And just normal mode, he doesn't look bad. It doesn't look bad at all. Super robot mode, though, is just bah.
The super robot mode is fine, except for the giant blue box that camouflages his entire head.
Well, you know, repro labels will probably make just a colored sticker to put over that, so the head stands out again.
Yeah, like it's. A simple sticker to break that up would make all the difference.
The vehicle mode with the trailer looks like
a big chunky
cheap
play school
knockoff toy.
I don't think that's a bad thing though.
I do,
but like I wouldn't mind having a Rescue Bots God Genrai, but I would want it to be a Rescue Bots God Genrai that I could hand my nephew and not worry about it breaking.
Yeah.
What an interesting concept.
Yeah, this is probably going to fail miserably.
I don't know about that. Like, this is number 7 in their series, so like, if there's going to be a failure, it's going to be well before this point.
God, I want a Cadbury egg right now.
I don't know any of their other items.
So, in the pictures with the article, there is their Black Convoy, their Scourge, as they're doing. That's their first release. They have full set of Monster Bots. They also have a Laser Optimus based on their Scourge mold.
Yeah, I don't think that Scourge is going to do
any... None of their stuff is out yet.
Yeah,
I don't think that Scourge is going to do very well either, so...
I think that stands a better chance than most of the other stuff, because we don't really have Masterpiece scale Laser Prom.
They're leading with that one.
I pulled out my Scourge, like the RID Scourge. That's actually a pretty big, pretty big mold.
Yeah, I don't feel that we need it unless you miss that. Here's the thing. Actually, let's backtrack for a second. A lot of the toys that we say there's no need for that, it's because we already have them. And it's because we bought them 10, 15, 20 years ago. There are new people coming in all the time that don't... Like, I make fun of people, no offense. If somebody goes to Value Village and buys, like... a Junker Optimus Prime and just are tickled pink with it. That's great. I have to remember that not everybody is an old man who's been collecting this crap for more than their entire adult life. But like I see no value in getting a Junker like Optimus Prime or Rodimus or something like that from like a junk store and getting excited about it. Because I have it already. But if you don't already have it, this is great. Because this is probably about what you would pay for the original toy. And if you can't get the original toy, this is perfectly acceptable. But I have it. I don't need it. That's my little rant. I know when people post stuff to Facebook, like, I got this at Value Village, I'm like, ugh. But I also have to remember I'm an old man who's been doing this for 25 years.
Longer than your entire life.
Longer than my entire life.
When we first saw the Black Convoy, I was among people saying this is pointless. That was because there's not any other robots in disguise or robots masterpiece style stuff.
You're breaking with it yet. So you're breaking up again. Can you finish that last part you just said? The last few words.
There's no car robots or robots in this.
Apparently not.
Yeah. Yeah. So there's no car. Basically, what he said is there are no car robots or robots in disguise aesthetic toys for it to go with, and I get that, which is unfortunate because
maybe they've got the car robot brothers and some other stuff planned down the line to go with it.
I would be cool with some third party robots in disguise stuff as long as it wasn't authentic to the original toys, when it improved stuff, meaning like it wasn't just a car hanging off a butt.
Yeah. What?
To be fair, you never had any car robots toys, did you?
Yeah, I mean, so basically the old joke with the car design stuff from like the late 90s, it was always whatever the alt mode was hanging off the butt or the back of the robot, and it was
or the forearm.
Yeah, and the side of a car.
Yeah, and that's basically what Robots in Disguise and Beast Wars Neo are, is just like parts hanging off the back.
Oh, and the hip kibble. That was real popular.
Oh, God, the hip kibble. Yes. Oh, my God.
I got fourth of the car hanging off your hips.
Yeah, a good friend of mine, Brian, is the same friend that came up with the timeline that y'all hate, that where Robots in Disguise is actually a generation. Yeah. He called them kibble masters.
Much more
than they can hide.
There you go. That is perfect. That's apt. That is very apt. Okay, let's see here. I'm going to skip this one. It's Fans Project has new fake made-up Dinobots for their Lost Exo Realm series. Yeah, they're not good.
Yeah, I don't see those doing real well.
Hey, at least it's different. Everyone's like, oh, create new characters. Okay. Here they are. And everyone's like, oh, I don't want them.
No, the problem is, in this Dinobot line, which they've been working on for going on 3 years now, I think they still have not completed the core five, and they've decided to throw in these two extra characters before they give us the fifth member.
Who's the fifth member? Who are we missing? Snarl.
We're missing Snarl.
So
so they have delayed this project even longer by adding in their original characters.
It's a shame because Fans Project used to be the premier third-party company in a lot of people's eyes, and they have really kind of dropped down a couple pegs.
Yeah,
got left behind.
I agree. Okay, Rob, what's on T-Formers this week?
Okay, this week we have got XB's long-delayed report on his visit to the Transformers The Last Knight set.
Your NDA was finally lifted.
Oh, it's about time.
No comment?
I'll just answer for him. He said no comment.
Also, we have got a 500 plus image screenshot gallery from the trailer that was released this week. I reviewed More Than Meets the Eye Revolution, and XV has reviewed all of the new molds from Wave 3 of the Titans Return Deluxes. Hot Rod and Fire Drive, Twinferno and Dubaru, and Trigger Happy and Blowpipe, which just went up today.
But not Breakaway?
No, he's not a new
mold. No. We've already got video reviews of Chrome Dome, so.
Oh. Yes.
Okay, let's see here. And on the network this week, looking at my phone. Actually, no, I'm not. We have Take 4 Wrestling Episode 17, which is an examination of AWA Super Clash 3 from 1987. Joey and I also talk about Brock Lesnar versus Bill Goldberg 2 from Survivor Series 1997, and he gets in lots of jabs on DieCast.
Oh, I'm going to have to listen to it now. I was going to say, you know what needs an evaluation is JT Hogg's head. It's going to need an MRI after I'm done with it.
Oh, we'll see where this goes. Superhero Time presents that one episode of Star Trek. Take Me Out to the Hollow Suite. Yes! super excited about that. And Being Awesome with Rob Springer, episode 84. Rob blows all of his money at the gift shop at Universal Studios.
I bet he bought one thing.
Well, so like he talked about how they have like the statues and stuff. Like what? It's not Hard Hero. Hard Hero is the stuff from back in the day. Hot Toys. The Hot Toys Optimus isn't that what it is?
Maybe said, them or Prime One Studio, maybe.
Yeah,
or...
So there's ridiculous
3A?
Whatever it is. There's ridiculous stuff that wasn't there the last time I was at the store. But I think, for all intents and purposes, I think they literally just opened that store, Rob, didn't they? When we visited.
Yeah, it was brand new.
Yeah, so it was all retail stuff and some exclusive stuff when we were there. Let's see here. Don't forget, you can find the show notes for this episode at tfradio.net/497. Every episode number after the URL, tfradio.net, will take you to the page for the show. Also, please, if you have a Roku, install the Roku app for Radio Free Cybertron. And you can, if you want to go through the website, it's tfradio.net/Roku, or you can find it in the channel store. It's a new way to watch and engage with us. And I think we will probably try to shoot for some exclusive content. Don't know what it is yet, but it'll be awesome. We are approaching episode 500 that will be posted the week of Christmas, basically. So if you have any thoughts or questions or feedback either on the show or the Transformers in year 2016, send us a note at contact@tfradio.net or tweet at us, and it may make the show. You can also leave us a text at 931-994-6268. That's 931-99-GOBOT. You can text us or leave us a voicemail about 2016 or whatever, and we may play it on the show. And follow us on Twitter at TF Radio, on Facebook at facebook.com/TF Radio, and on Instagram at TF Podcast. And that's it for me. Oh, I have a Christmas album coming out this week. I'll be tweeting it like mad at B. Kilby.
And you can follow me online on Twitter at diecast2. Also, make sure to download TFDB on your Android or iOS phone. You can get it on the Google Play Store or the iOS App Store. Is that right?
The App Store.
The
yeah.
Apple App Store. And it's TFDB. And if you look up Masterpiece Inferno, my review is going to be posted there, along with any new reviews that that come out.
And guys, I'm just saying, I'm not seeing RFC on it. I see TFYLP on it, but I don't see RFC. So I know we talked about it at BotCon. So let's make that happen. That'd be awesome. My Christmas album is going to be awesome, and it's free. I'll send links. It's going to be a Christmas classic. You should download it. Posting it Friday or Saturday. Sorry, go ahead, Chris. Wait, Chris doesn't share. He's at ChrisRTXV. Matt is on Twitter at... He's at tfradio.net/Cadbury.
Oh, wait, that's me. That's not Matt.
So, John, you're trying to get verified now. Is that what you said last week?
Sure. Get me to 1,000 followers, Twitter, and then I'll go for it. I promise.
I've got... I'm at like... what, 1400? I'm not verified, but I think typically I've seen people verified as low as like 2000.
But you can get verified.
So a guy I know is, I mean, I knew other verified people, but one guy I know, most of them have a lot of followers. He was at 2400 followers, and he got verified at 2400 followers.
I mean, how do you get verified? And what does it do for you?
Twitter has to identify you as somebody who may want to be, somebody may want to impersonate. Like, we're, I think, approaching 4,000 followers on Twitter, and we're not verified either. But basically, the long and the short of it is...
Don't impersonate us.
Yeah, that's true. The long and the short of it is, basically, it's a status symbol, one, and two, if you're verified, there's some perks to it, like... a lot of verified people, like super famous people, may only really look at interact with other verified people. So you can go in and actually look at replies and comments only from other verified folks. But there are other things involved as well.
I mean, I know a lot of famous people are following me, so.
Yeah. There's Chuck Norris, Burt Reynolds. I mean,
Michael Bay follows me. Yeah. I mean, there's a bunch of people.
Usually the way you get verified is if somebody who's already verified can vouch for you. So, but yeah, let's get John verified. Let's aim for that. At that Yay. John D.
I mean, my handle is that.
That John D.
That should automatically verify you.
Yeah.
It's that John D. It's that one.
Let's make that our goal for 2017 is to get John verified. Let's figure that out.
Is that sure. like our goal to...
Sure. Hey, instead of extra life, that's a way more...
Yeah. Way...
Virtuous cause. Yeah.
Let's do like a 24-hour live stream to get John verified. John, what do you think?
I'm putting together my streaming rig right now.
Nice. Okay.
24-hour live stream of New Soundwave.
That would be awesome.
I'm sorry. I'm breaking up.
Rob, how
do I got whatever XV's got.
Rob, how do we get a hold of you?
I am on Twitter at RAC2750 and also at FlailThroughs. I'm on YouTube as FlailThroughs, and of course, you can see both my and XV's video reviews on YouTube at T-Formers TV.
Awesome. Am I missing Don? Don, how do we get a hold of you?
I can be reached on Twitter at HMRC, the number 4 EVR.
And again, Matt is at MELLLVARR on Twitter. He is definitely worth a follow.
Not really. I just.
And don't forget to follow RC Reviews
oh,
on
yeah,
YouTube.
Absolutely. And my Christmas album.
And Brian's Christmas album.
I think I'm actually going to start integrating the Happy Day podcast stuff into the website and resharing it. Because I get like literally 20 or 30 or 40 times the downloads when I put it on the home page than I do when I just share it from like the Happy Day Facebook page.
So you get 20 or 30 or 40 downloads then?
I mean, like, I hardly get any downloads on the podcast when I just post it from there. I mean, it's not a lot, but it goes into the hundreds when I post it to the main page. Like, hundreds of people download it instead of, like, thousands, like, the other stuff. But, yeah. I'm actually having pretty good luck with the videos on Facebook with people sharing them. Actually, I get more views on Facebook with the videos that I post than RFC does with its Facebook native videos. I mean, our YouTube gets more, of course, but the native Facebook videos, Happy Day gets more views than RFC, which is weird. But nobody listens to the podcast except for Jason. Thank you, Jason. Okay, we'll be back next week with episode 498. Thank you very much for listening. We'll catch you later. Bye.
See ya.
This has been Radio Free Cybertron. Visit us at tfradio.net for show notes and to subscribe to the podcast. Follow us on Twitter at TF Radio for news and updates. Watch our live stream at tfradio.net/live. Join our Facebook fan page at facebook.com/tfradio. Subscribe to our YouTube channel, TF Radio Network. Have a question or comment? Leave it on our Facebook fan page or mail it to contact@tfradio.net. This podcast is released under a Creative Commons license. Any part of this podcast can and should be redistributed, but please, proper attribution is required if you know what's good for you. Radio Free Cybertron, the original Transformers Internet radio show since 1999. 100% girlfriend free since 1999.